A renewed effort to fight invasive mussels in the Great Lakes is underway. WXXI's Veronica Volk has this story.
Invasive quagga and zebra mussels aren't new to the Great Lakes, but according to some experts, they're among the greatest threats to the ecosystem. Dan Malloy is an expert in aquatic invasive species, especially the quagga mussel.
Their populations can explode. They eat the microscopic plants, which are the foundation of the ecosystem. And also, they're the only freshwater mussel or clam that can attach to things.
Malloy says these factors make them destructive not just to the environment, but to industry as well by clogging water intakes. Quagga mussels have no natural predators and have been very successful since being carried by ships from Europe to North America in the 80s. But there is a nationally recognized group committed to finding out how to fix the problem, the Invasive Mussel Collaborative. Erica Jensen is a program manager for the IMC.
But there's a lot of research and work going on to try to identify the most effective control methods that don't impact other species that we don't want to harm.
Recently, the IMC was endorsed by several national and international institutions as being responsible for leading the charge on fighting the Great Lakes mussel problem. Jensen says this will help fund new research and raise awareness about the problem. Veronica Volk, WXXI News.